tonight, guys. Obviously, we didn't finish the game off yesterday. 17 minutes to go with a 10-point lead, and that's something that we've got to get better at. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, after your film review, how did the offensive line fare grade-wise and the defensive line? It looked like the, we had one sack, one hit, and six hurries is what we were counting.
Well, in terms of the offensive line, I thought that they did a good job. In terms of the sacks, we only gave up one sack, albeit it was at a very crucial time in the football game. We had too many pressures. I thought we were a little bit edgy, but for the group to come together in such a short time, I thought Coach Tice and his guys did a very good, job. I think we can be better, and we will be better as we move forward. Thought on the defensive line and on the defense, I saw much better run fits. There were a couple of times that we lost the edge, three times specifically where we gave up two explosive plays and a 9-yard run. But for the most part, I thought we improved as a defense in terms of our run fits.
How big was it that you had to settle for three? You had to keep the field goal instead of scoring down the ridge.
When you're playing a good offensive team, and most teams in the NFL are good offensive teams, and you don't score and you settle for field goals, you feel like you're giving up points. We did not do a good job. We had two opportunities where we had the ball inside the 5-yard line, and we had to settle for field goals. That in turn made our red zone efficiency 1-for-3, and it contributed to our very poor third down efficiency as well.
As you look at that, the red zone offense, it's been kind of a pattern over the last two seasons. Are you confident you got the people and the scheme in place to get these things corrected?
Absolutely. I think that this season our red zone efficiency has been much better. We did not execute. We had a number of snaps. We had a run play that was a minus yardage play on the first red zone drive where we didn't get the guy knocked down at the line of scrimmage. But I have all the confidence in the world. We just did not, we did not execute. We had 4 or 5 snaps inside the 3-yard line during the ball game. And when you have those, you've got to make people pay. You've got to score touchdowns when you're down there.
Coach, on that 4th-and-1 in the fourth quarter, what was the thought process in not running or passing as opposed to not running on the short yardage?
Well, it was a little over a yard. And again, the play call was designed based on the look to where the ball would go. Unfortunately, we did not protect well. That was probably the poorest protection that we had all game, and it was on a 4th-and-1, and we weren't able to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands.
Coach, you mentioned having the 10-point lead. What are characteristics of being able to finish and close out games like you have in the past?
Oh, it's the characteristics are that you make plays when they're presented. I think we did not take advantage of the opportunities throughout the game. There were plays in the first half that I think if we would have made, it would have been a different score at halftime. But you've got to make plays when they're presented, and you've got to take the most of those opportunities. And we didn't do that yesterday. And I think we are sitting here today saying, man, I wish I would have made that play, or man, we should have made that play, and we didn't make those plays. And when you don't make those plays in the NFL, you're going to get the outcome that we got yesterday, and that's not the outcome that we want.
Mike, the math of going for it, not getting it, there's a possibility it turns into a 2-possession game pretty quickly. Can I ask how much of your mindset was, let's kick it and take a shot? I mean, how close was that decision of being, let's go the other way?
No, it was, we had not stopped them. We had one stop in the second half of the game. The other drives were all scoring drives. And that was the determining factor. We had talked about it during the, you know, during the week. There was a situation early in the game, just to talk about, we had to punt from the 37 or 38 yard line. It was fourth down and eight. It was not a high percentage play. Fourth down and ones in the NFL are really fairly high percentage plays. Felt like we needed to get that first down and continue on down the field to get 7 points. We had not moved the ball. We had one really efficient play, and that was a long scoring play by Antone Smith there in the second half. And the next question, if you ask, would I do it again? Absolutely. You don't get to, you know, you don't get second chances to second guess yourself. You know, that's something that you make that decision and you live with it.
Coach, the use of Antone Smith, obviously he's a playmaker. You said you wanted the ball in the hands of playmakers. Are you guys still, is the staff still trying to figure out the amount of carries or amount of touches needs to be, you know, successful to help get you guys some more points?
Again, you know, Antone has been, you know, been very effective for us when he's touched the football. I think a lot of it has to do with he's got great speed, but I think also a lot of it has to do with the plays that he's been in and how people have tried to defend us. In yesterday's game, it was a cover zero. Matt got the ball out of his hands. When it's cover zero, there's no defense in depth. Everybody's running with another man, and he outran him. He's had a number of opportunities where he's been in, and we've caught him in the right defense, and he's done an outstanding job. Antone is one of many guys that we have. We never go into a game and say we're going to have X amount of touches for this player, X amount of touches for that player. We have packages that are in place that we have designed to get, you know, to get guys touches. But we never go in and say we're going to make sure that he gets this many touches. You know, Antone has earned more touches by what he's done thus far in the first five games.
Mike, is that also that there are diminishing returns if he's in too much, whether it's protection, packages, whether
again, I'm not going to talk about, you know, their strengths and weaknesses and their skill sets of players. You see it not only on our team, but you see it across the league that there's certain things in certain areas and certain formations and plays that you want that player in on, and there's other formations and other plays that you want other players in on.
Coach, the morale's still pretty high. I mean, even with the injuries and the couple straight losses, where you guys sit during a season with, I mean, a lot of football left to be played.
Oh, there's a lot of football left. We're disappointed in the outcome of the game yesterday. Let me make one thing perfectly clear, and if it's the only thing you take from this press conference, we've played five football games. We've been inconsistent. We're 2-3. Do we like where we're at? No. But there's a lot of football left to be played, and our number one goal is to win the NFC South, because that's the cleanest way into the second season. And there's a lot of football to be played. This is a very competitive division. You can look at the records of the teams right now and see. It's going to be another competitive year. I really believe that.
Like, if there are defensive players that are hacked off that they didn't get a chance with 5 minutes left, I'm assuming each game is fluid, and you basically tell anybody who's got a problem, make me kick the football the next time because you've had stops in the second half. Is that the answer to something like that?
Well, yes. That would be, you know, that would be one of the answers. You know, I would have other answers as well. You know, you have to go on what is taking place not only in that game, but what's taken place in the first five games of the season. This football team is the 2014 Atlanta Falcons.
Coach, are you hopeful to get a couple of your injured guys back, Perry and Justin?
I certainly hope so. They will definitely help us win games. We will have an injury report on Wednesday. If there's some news that you guys need to know between now and Wednesday, like I always do, I'll let you guys know on Tuesday. But I don't anticipate that we'll be having any talk on Tuesday. We're certainly hoping that these guys will be back to help us win ball games here on Sunday against the Chicago Bears.
Coach, will you get Drew Davis back to practice?
Drew Davis. Drew Davis is, we're getting to that time period where he can come off of the PUP. I know that he's gotten very good reports from the doctors, and when we make that transaction, which we certainly hope happens here in the very near future, because Drew would be an excellent guy to add back into our roster, not only on offense but on special teams as well.
Coach, if the goal is to get better from week to week in the NFL, and you go back to after the Tampa game and how well everything played out, I mean, are you in a better spot now than you were after that Tampa game? On the record side, obviously.
Are we in a better spot? I think so. I think we the one area that we are really struggling with is consistency. The one thing I can tell you is we've been consistently inconsistent as a football team and as a as a coaching staff, and that's something that we have we have to address, and everyone has to address. There's many ways that you win football games. There's many ways that you can lose football games, and it's such a fine line. And we've done some things that have hurt ourselves more so than how people have stopped us. I think if you really evaluate it, we've been our own worst enemy in the first five games.
Is there anything in particular when you talk about inconsistency that you're talking about?
Well, I can start with there's inconsistency on the offensive side of the football. On third down, when you're one of the top teams and you go out and have a three conversion game for out of 12, I believe, or 13, 15%, when your numbers and your markers are much, much higher than that. We've been very good in the red zone thus far, and our red zone efficiency yesterday was not good. We took over with a great play by Eric Weems on the 21-yard line with a fumble on a kickoff. We stole a possession in that case. And you should be able to take the ball, and we need to be able to take the ball in and put it in the end zone in that situation. Need to finish the second quarter with a 2-minute drive. We drive all the way down there, have two plays inside the 2-yard line, can't get it in. We're getting the ball back on the first drive of the second half. So you can do the math and start putting it together and see that we left a lot of plays out there and we did not maximize our opportunities as an offense. On the defensive side, we've been very inconsistent in terms of our run fits. It's been well documented. I thought it was much better in the game yesterday. But again, I think through the third and fourth quarter, we had a hard time getting a stop and forcing a punt.
Defensive line play on the run fit?
Yes. I think that the defensive line did a nice job, and we were fitting better with our linebackers. And then I thought Ishmael did a very good job when he was the eighth element in the box. And again, so it's all three levels that contribute to stopping the run and stopping the pass.
Mike, when you come up with answers at the end of every game, you and your staff get together and you try to come up with answers. Is there any feeling that something is being lost in translation in the week of practice, or is it just that the game plays out and whatever it is that's in play, it's just not playmaking ability once you're asked to make a play?
Well, I'm not sure what you're actually asking there. We have not been consistent, and ultimately that lies on the coaches and the coaching staff, and that lies on me. You can talk about the players making plays. We haven't made plays. Ultimately, there's one person that's held responsible for the outcome of the football game, and that's me. And we've got to do a better job putting our guys into position. And when the opportunities come up, we've got to be putting our guys in better situations.
Coach, is it in a situation in which you just say it come down to players trusting what you guys are telling them? Because OC has said a couple of times the coaching is good, that you guys are coaching them the right way. It's just guys sometimes coming out of their gaps or maybe trying to do too much. Is it coming down to players maybe just trusting the coaching?
Well, I think it's when you're on the field, it's really players trusting players, because coaches stand on the sideline. As a coach, you train your players. You try to put them in the best position possible. Obviously, we haven't done a good enough job because we haven't gotten the outcomes that we want. And it's important, it's important for everybody to realize that they have a job to do. And, You have to have a do-your-job mentality. We don't need anybody to be Superman. We need to go out there and do your job, and the plays will come. And it's a fine line. I can think of, you know, I can think of five plays on offense, five plays on defense that if it would have gone a different way, we would be having a completely different conversation in here in terms of how we formatted some things on the coaching side of it, a ball being underthrown or overthrown, you know, a guy getting his foot in, you know, that's just the way it is in, you know, in the NFL. And we only get 16 opportunities to do this. That's all we're guaranteed. I say it all the time, and we've got to take advantage of it. I've got to make sure that our guys are ready and that they go out and they execute to the best of their abilities, and their abilities are good enough for us to win football games, lots of them.
Can I try it again then? The translation part, when you're looking at film, are guys where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to be doing?
At times there are, and times there's not. And again, it's a, you know, it's a fine line, and we've got to be better scheming as coaches, and we have to take that responsibility. And then when the players are out there, they have to do their job as well. We're all in this together. I don't think that there's any doubt that we're not. You know, we as coaches, we try to collaborate with the players as much as, you know, as much as we can in terms of getting their feedback. And then we have to go and do what we do as coaches, and that's to put together a game plan that accentuates the positive plays and the positive attributes of our players. And then they have to go out and execute them.
Coach, are you concerned about Alford, the fourth period yesterday, if there's a technical breakdown with him, or how do you get him back on the right path?
Well, you know, we can't have those penalties. There were really, on the defensive side, there were two crucial penalties on third down. There were two crucial penalties there in the end zone. There was a defensive holding call on a sack that would have put us in third down and 13. Instead, it was first and goal. That penalty took place. We jumped off sides twice on a third down and one and a third down and four. Those are critical plays. On, you know, you can't have third down penalties and just give them a free play. We've got to make sure that Robert and all of our defensive players understand how the game is going to be called and what is defensive holding and what is illegal contact. And again, this is a point of emphasis that's been going on all through the preseason and has continued through the regular season. And obviously we haven't done a good enough job as a coaching staff, and I haven't done a good enough job in letting Robert Alford know how the game is going to be officiated and what he needs to do.
And if you talk about Dennis Southward, he saw his first action, made a play for you on third down earlier.
Yeah, Dez made a very good play. You can see Dez running, his ability to run on the third down play to get us off the field. You know, Dez continues to progress, and that's a positive. We need these young guys to step up and help us win football games. And I thought that he made a step forward in the ball game yesterday.
And Josh Wilson got a little bit more time too this week.
Yep, and Josh, you know, Josh has been practicing extremely well. And as we've said, we're going to put the guys out there that practice the best. And I thought that Josh made some plays, made a nice play on a burst screen. Had a couple of pass breakups, and Josh, you know, has earned those snaps, and I think he'll continue to get them.
And going forward to Chicago, you know, it'll be a big week for Devin. How do you all approach that when the team is seeing their old team again, first time around?
Well, I think that every player that's been in this league long enough, and if he changes teams, that he's going to have an opportunity to play against his former team, and it's not really a big deal. I think that Devin looks forward to playing every game. He's very passionate about playing football, and this is the most important game because it's the next one. I don't think that we'll have to calm him down. He's a very level-headed player, and he goes out and makes plays, and I think he'll do that again on Sunday. I think he'll make a lot of plays.
All right.
Thank you, guys.